Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. And now we're going to talk about partnering with, not for. Make the distinction, Kent, if you would.
I think the early version I had of helping other people was this sort of that I would help them get out of some situation, and you know, I was in a good situation, I should go out and help them get out of a bad situation. And what I've learned over the long run is both more about myself and my own weaknesses and how much I need other people and grow with other people in different ways. And the other thing that I've learned is when we try to help other people by doing something for them, it often fails. But when we do things with other people, then it can take longer and it's more complicated to do the listening and understanding, but it can lead to change that really, really lasts and makes a difference for the long run. So, you know, for example, we were just talking before the break about my work in Haiti, which I think applies also to what people are doing, you know, in their own church, in their communities in Minneapolis or wherever they are. And in Haiti, I think there's a temptation when you just get there, especially if you have some resources and you're working with a missions group, you know, to try to help people get out of their situations. But what I found is the more I've gotten to know people kind of through respect and start partnering with them so that we can really decide on goals together and figure out what we want to solve together and have these practices that help us do really good partnering together, well, then we've been able to make really big changes, and we've been able to help churches and help vulnerable children in different communities. And all that's been because we've slowed down enough to work hard on partnering well together.
And again, this, you know, I keep the word sustainable just keeps coming to me, sustainable for us in our way that we're partnering and serving, but sustainable for them, because, you know, the continual doing something for versus with, that is not sustainable. But to empower them to have livelihoods, to I mean, what it would do for their confidence if we partnered with them. I mean, you've seen that done right and done wrong. Maybe you can give us a couple of examples.
Yeah, exactly. So I know a friend who has worked on water wells. We mentioned really briefly earlier, but worked on water wells in Africa and Southern Africa. And so for her, I know she's seen other people. They'd come in and they'd go somewhere, and there's just this water well that was put in with really good intentions and helped for 6 months, but then people didn't have the parts to fix them afterwards. And what happens in partnering, if you really have partnering where you're listening with people and training people and doing all that good work, then along the way you're going to learn, okay, is this a model that will work, and how will this be sustainable for the long run, and do we have the right training, and are the materials available to fix it? So all those kind of questions that, again, slow us down some. It takes a little bit more work than just going in thinking we have the right solutions. But if we go in like that with all that kind of good partnering, then we can set up a solution that lasts for a long time.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.